In fact, we're talking NC State football right now. We're joined by the head football coach there, sixth season with the Wolfpack. Named to the Bear Bryant Award watch list. NC State having a big season, 5-0, 2-0 in the ACC. That is their best start for the program since 2002. Ranked 16th in the AP poll, 15th in the coaches poll, and they are at number 3 Clemson. Saturday, Dave Doran is my guest. Dave, it's great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks.
It's great to have you. So you beat Boston College back on October 6th, and now you've got a bye week to rest up and get ready for Clemson. So first things first, how would you describe the mood around the team right now, roughly 48 hours before kickoff?
Oh, they're doing great. You know, I think we've had a good week of preparation. They're hungry. They're excited about the opportunity to play a great team on a national stage. And it's a game that means a lot to them for a variety of reasons. But they're in a good frame of mind. We've had really good practices and proud of the guys for their preparation thus far.
Dave Doran joining us. You know, one more thought about that Boston College game. It's interesting, Dave, in the sense that you had a 28-3 lead. They made a bunch of plays. They were able to make it really tight down the stretch. I would imagine you don't love that, but what do you make of the way your team was able to kind of dig in, turn it around, and grind out a way to find a way to win it?
Yeah, I think, you know, turning the ball over four times in a game and winning is very hard to do. And we played about as good as we could play in the first half and maybe as bad as we could at times in the second. And still, you know, the guys were resilient. They didn't flinch. We made some key plays down the stretch to put the game away. And that's a great sign, you know, because things aren't going to always go the way you want them to in a football game. And to know that you have a group of guys, and particularly the leaders that we have, Jermaine Pratt made a key play on a forced fumble, and Ryan Finley did some great things down the stretch, you know, to continue to keep us on the field on third down so that we could run the clock out.
NC State head coach Dave Doran joining us. You know, you mentioned what a massive opportunity it is for the team coming up this weekend. Man, you've come so close to beating Clemson each of the last 2 years. So it's another huge meeting between the programs. So how do you approach that with your team? Do you treat it like it is a massive game with huge implications, or do you try and treat it like any other game, if that's possible?
You know, it's really not possible. I mean, you try to have your normal routine, your normal process, but the guys are excited, you know, and the first thing I told them is the emotions aren't going to win the game, the execution is, and so our focus has to be on our preparation and the way we practice and, you know, studying ourselves with the bye week and improving, you know, not just schematically but fundamentally as a football team, and we've done everything we can to do that. I think the guys have bought into that. Our process-based approach is helpful, you know, when you get into a situation like this, because we ask them every week to, you know, whether we're playing a, you know, a top five team or someone that's not ranked, to worry about playing better than they did the week before. And that's something that obviously with the mistakes that we made in the Boston College game, we can really harp on.
Yeah, Dan, I'm curious about what you just said. You know, whether it's, I mean, you work with young men, young athletes, whether it's a young athlete or anybody else, when you're thinking execution as opposed to emotion, how do you slow yourself down? I mean, is there something mentally or physically you can do? Is it only a matter of preparation? How do you make sure that it's about execution and emotion and get yourself to slow down?
You know, I think it's just how you practice. I think that's the one thing that our guys have bought in here. You know, you have to practice full speed to play full speed, and our guys do that, you know, and we have the crowd noise cranked up, and you have no choice but to focus in order to look the way you're supposed to on film. And, you know, for the receivers, getting in and out of the breaks, running their routes full speed so their timing's good with Ryan. For the offensive line, to be firing off the football and playing fast so the backs have the timing they need to have in their cuts. And, you know, defensively, being able to fit up run game, you know, against full speed looks. I mean, that's the only way I know to prepare guys to be able to just focus on that 6 second window and block everything else out and get your eyes where they need to be and play fast.
We're talking NC State football. You mentioned Ryan. We're talking about Ryan Finley. When he first came to campus, you said that you wanted competition and you wanted some depth at the quarterback spot. Did you have any idea that he'd become what he is right now?
No, you don't. I mean, you know, he's coming off an injury at Boise State and, you know, didn't play a lot that year and was the backup when he came back from injury. And you knew he was a good player. We knew he was a very smart player. You know, Coach Drinkwitz knew a lot about him as a person. And you knew that he would be able to be a quarterback that could help us win, you know, as things progressed and you started to see how not only intelligent he is, but just how much he loves the game of football and competing day in and day out. And the way he manages our team, the plays, the way he prepares. You could just see it over time starting to become that way. And that's, you know, where it was so fun for us as a program when he decided to come back and said, you know, I want to be the best quarterback in college football. And there's some things I know I need to work on. Is, you know, you love hearing that from a young man. And right now he's going about it the right way.
Dave Dorn is my guest. NC State getting ready for Clemson. You know, you're 5-0, and that's the program's best start since 2002. What have you maybe learned about the team over the course of this season that maybe you didn't know when the season started? Anything at all?
Yeah, I think and this kind of started the spring, but just the camaraderie that this team has across the board, the way that the offense, defense, and specialists, the guys just get along really well. I mean, there's a really unique chemistry with this football team. They care about each other, and not that other teams I've coached don't, but you know, there's years where your offensive guys are really close and your defensive guys are really close, but they don't interact a lot. And I mean, you walk in a lunchroom and you see guys sitting with all different kinds of guys, different position groups. And I think that what that has allowed us to do is really help each other. You know, you see defensive kids talking to offensive kids and vice versa. And that chemistry and that love for each other helps. I mean, it definitely drives those guys to prepare and know that they're, you know, accountable to just such a bigger picture. And you talk about family, but when you have those relationships and that love for each other, it's different.
You know, Dave, speaking of the defense, before I let you go, the thinking coming in this season was that given all the talent that you lost on defense, that maybe that group would take a step back. I don't know. From where
right.
I'm sitting, it sure doesn't look like it, especially in that first half of the Boston College game. It seems like there really hasn't been a drop-off. How have you gone about developing the kind of tradition that you have on defense there?
Well, I think Dave Huxtable and that defensive staff deserves a lot of that. You know, I think they do a really good job fundamentally with the kids. I think, you know, the kids have done a great job building those relationships with their coaches. There's trust there. And a lot of these guys that are playing for us, they weren't starters, but they rotated and played a lot of meaningful snaps for us in the past 2 years. So we did have experience. And to be honest, I think all the talk about everyone leaving and they weren't going to be any good motivated them. You know, I think that was something that helped us from the outside, because these guys, you know, had a chip on their shoulder.
You know, last time you were on, we talked about how you first got into coaching. So as you look at your coaching career and that desire to be a coach, I'm curious, what's your why? You probably asked out of the players, what's your why? Let me ask you, what is your why? Why is coaching something that means so much to you, that's so special to you?
You know, the camaraderie of it and the ability to change lives. To me, when young men come in my office and thank me for helping them get through something, and I see them reach their potential, whether it's academically, athletically, or socially, and know that I had that impact in a young person's life, that's why I got into it, and that hasn't changed. I mean, I'm getting messages this week from all kinds of guys that I've coached wishing me luck in the game and thanking me for lessons that they'd learned and wishing they were still playing, and that's it. I mean, you love winning. There's no doubt the competitive part of this is one of the things. I love that, but you know, to know that I've had an impact on young people's lives and helped them become who they want to be is definitely my why.
They're off their best start since 2002. Number 16 in the AP poll, number 15 in the coaches poll. Another big opportunity at number 3, Clemson, on Saturday. Dave Dorn is the head coach at NC State. Dave, I appreciate the time very much, especially this close to that big of a game. Good luck this weekend. Great talking to you again.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, man. Go Pack.
Go Pack. Great to have you on the show, Coach. Love a guy coming on like that. They're having a big year, and they've come so close the last couple of shots. And they get another shot this time at number 3, Clemson, Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. NC State getting some run in the jungle.